Blog Talk Radio.
Because we know you're a doctor. If your heart is-
is heavy, you can say no.
From a mighty long way. Oh Lord, yeah, ever this show that there were too many unsealed members instead of untrue members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad that I did not say, be faithful until. But then I will say, be faithful unto them. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto them. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. said, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yeah. So I him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. The north and the south were at war, one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And one man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery.
God bless you tonight. I want to say, as we get ready for Easter service tomorrow, I want to say to you tonight that Jesus is the reason for the season. Those that have called, those I prayed for today, those that couldn't get here, feel praying for you tonight. And I want to talk about some things that Jesus will do for you tonight. The man of God, the creator and the power of the Almighty God. I want to talk tonight as we get ready to go into our Easter service. Sunday morning, he rose. Not only Jesus rose, the energy of the Almighty God rose. And I ain't got no complaints. I was with Paul Jones before he crossed over. He sung the song, I Won't Complain. God has been good to me. And even good to you. So complaining ain't gonna do nothing. So you stay focused. Whatever you might be tonight, God will bring you up and out of it. I was looking at the war over in Ukraine, millions of people being killed because man wants to declare war. Over near 30,000 people have been killed, and America wants to send planes and tanks and bullets to keep the war going on. This is the work of Satan, of the devil. But this is the prayer of the Almighty God. Tonight, Psalm 71. I want to say to you tonight, God is the reason for the season. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I want to give you life and give it more abundantly to you. I want to give a breakthrough for you. I want to give a healing for you. And I want you to know tonight that God will see you through the storm of life. As we get ready to embark upon this Easter Sunday, and you say, well, Bishop, what is Easter Sunday? Jesus rose and declared all power in his hand. And because he declared power, you have the power to be healed. You have the power to be delivered. You have the power to be successful. You have the power to be the strong woman, the strong man. And I'm praying for those families that lost loved ones. not only in Ukraine, those that lost loved ones over in Africa, over in America, those that lost loved ones over in Israel, in a war of hate, and man hates to hate. Dr. King said this. He said, if man does not get a handle on murder, he will murder himself. The bombs and the tanks and the nuclear bombs they got, we can destroy Russia in a minute, and Russia can destroy the United States in a minute. With the nuclear bombs that man has, they have to change their philosophy on killing, change their philosophy on hate. So I want to say tonight, God can do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. I want to tell you tonight that God will bring you to another level. And God will bring you to another level. I want to tell you, God will open every door that be closed. Tonight, I'm praying for those that are looking for healing. I'm praying for those that are looking for deliverance. I'm praying for those that need a breakthrough. And just go out for you on this hymn. God, just go out for you, Mary Hawkins. Vanilla, good for you.
Lord, please do it for me. Yeah. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
It's no problem for God doing what you want. I'm praying tonight for you and even you. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression. Ask the Lord to do it quickly. Somebody said, I need some help. Help is on its way. And I want to tell you, God is able to give you what you want. He's able to give it to you quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. And that's what God's going to do. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what God's going to do it. He fixed it for the blind man. And he can fix it.
Open eyes that we may
Bishop gave him out more, and brother Reverend Paul Jones came up to House of Prayer in Monroe. Brother Jones have a song, want to sing the song. And as he sung that song, he wanted to let people know, and I'm going to play it tonight. Brother Paul.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want to play. Oh, that feels so good to me. Has it been good? It's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. It's been so good to
Hold on a minute. Did we hear that right?
I want you to close your eyes for a minute and imagine, go back for a little bit to my favorite singer, Mahalia Jackson. And Mahalia had something that carried us through a difficult time in our history. My grandmother used to listen to her music on those big 78 records. She was an icon to it. Joshua, find your place. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine as if Mahalia Jackson was in this house. Give him a great big God bless you. He's going to bless you. Sir.
My soul Tell me how we got over. I'm just Everybody, let's give a big round of applause to the Caravan.
talked about crossover, talked about planes falling, and we talked about trains running to each other. There's a lot been going on. And you see the bridge fail. So God ain't through yet. The storms, the floods. We had an earthquake in Illinois. Now Southern Illinois had an earthquake. So things are coming back to back. So as I prophesy to you tonight, God is still sit high and look low. And God is still in divine law.
But if not, there was a day when many of the Israelites found themselves in bondage in Babylon. And there was a king of Babylon by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You read about them a good deal in the book of Daniel, and it stands as an epic that will remain stenciled.
Thank you. They're all that you need.